Hello, and welcome to Season 4 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. I'm baritone Zachary Nelson, and I'm excited to return to the Atlanta Opera to perform the role of Marcello in La Bohème. I'm thrilled to be your host for this week's episode on Puccini's beloved masterpiece. One of the things I love about La Bohème is everyone can find someone to connect with on stage. The opera is relatable to our real lives. Some people might connect with Mimi and Rodolfo, love at first sight. Parents can relate with the whiny children in Act Two, begging for toys. The friendship between the Bohemians. And even Puccini himself lived a struggling artist's life, and he drew from his own experiences when writing the opera. Now let's dive into the plot. Our story takes place in the Latin Quarter of Paris during the 1880s, where Bohemian life was flourishing. Act 1. In a modest Latin Quarter garret, the near-destitute painter Marcello and poet Rodolfo are trying to stay warm on Christmas Eve by feeding the stove with pages from Rodolfo's latest drama. Their roommates, Colline, a philosopher, and Schaunard, a musician, join them and bring food, fuel, and funds collected from a generous patron. They all celebrate their unexpected fortune, but their landlord Benoit comes to collect the rent. After making the old man drunk, they urge him to tell of his flirtations. When he does, they throw him out in mock indignation at his infidelity to his wife. As they head out to celebrate at the Café Momus, Rodolfo stays behind to finish an article, but promises to join them later. There is another knock at the door. The visitor is Mimi, a pretty neighbor whose candle has gone out on the stairway. As she enters the room, she suddenly feels faint. Rodolfo gives her a sip of wine, then helps her to the door and relights her candle. Mimi realizes she lost her key when she fainted, and as the two search for it, both candles are blown out. Rodolfo finds the key and slips it into his pocket. In the moonlight, he takes Mimi's hand and tells her about his dreams. She recounts of her life alone in a lofty garret, embroidering flowers and waiting for the spring. Rodolfo's friends are heard outside, calling him to join them. He responds that he is not alone and he will be along shortly. Happy to have found each other, Mimi and Rodolfo leave arm in arm for the cafe. Act 2. Amid the hustle and bustle near the Café Momus, Rodolfo buys Mimi a bonnet and introduces her to his friends. They all sit down for supper as the toy vendor Parpignol passes by with children in tow. Marcello's former sweetheart, Musetta, makes a dramatic entrance with elderly but wealthy Alcindoro. The ensuing tumult reaches its peak when, trying to gain Marcello's attention, she loudly sings the praises of her own popularity. Sending Alcindoro off on a fool's errand, she finally falls into Marcello's arms. Soldiers march by the cafe, and as the Bohemians fall in behind, the returning Alcindoro is presented with the check. Act 3. At dawn on the snowy outskirts of Paris, Mimi arrives searching for Marcello. She tells him about her distress over Rodolfo's jealousy and decides it's best for them to part. Rodolfo, who has been asleep in the tavern, comes outside. Mimi hides nearby, though Marcello thinks she has left. Rodolfo tells his friend that he wants to separate from Mimi, blaming her flirtations. When pressed for the real reason, he breaks down, saying that her coughing can only grow worse in the poverty they share. Overcome with emotion, Mimi comes forward to say goodbye. As they recall past happiness, Musetta and Marcello quarrel, but Mimi and Rodolfo decide to stay together until spring. Act 4. Months later in the garret, Rodolfo and Marcello, now separated from their lovers, reflect on their loneliness. Colina and Chouinard bring a meager meal, and the four friends stage a dance to lift their spirits. Musetta bursts in with the news that Mimi is outside, too weak to come upstairs. As Rodolfo runs to her aid, Musetta reveals how Mimi begged to be taken to Rodolfo to die. She is made as comfortable as possible while Musetta asks Marcello to sell her earrings for medicine, and Colina goes off to pawn his overcoat. Left alone, Mimi and Rodolfo recall their meeting and their first happy days, but she is seized with violent coughing. When the others return, Musetta gives Mimi a muff to warm her hands and prays for her life. Mimi slowly drifts into unconsciousness. Chouinard realizes that she is dead, and Rodolfo is left inconsolable. I'm baritone Zachary Nelson. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode of the Atlanta Opera podcast, Blink Opera. If you enjoyed learning more about La Boheme, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera podcast for more great episodes.